And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. So does being married really make you a happier person in the long run? A new Michigan State University study answering that question. The study featured in the Journal of Research in Personality, and lead researcher Stevie C.Y. Yap, a doctoral candidate at MSU's Department of Psychology, joins me now to give us that answer. Stevie, thank you so much for joining us on 1320 WILS.
Not a problem.
Now, we've seen so many different studies on married and long-term couples and how they compare to single people. So what were you looking at when it comes to marriage?
Well, in this particular study, one of the novel things about it is we are one of the first studies to actually make the comparison to single people following marriage. Previous research has shown that people are no happier following marriage than they were prior to marriage, and our study does confirm this, but what our study adds is that we made the comparison to people who stayed single, and what we found was that although people may not be happier than they were prior to marriage, they are happier than they would have been if they remained single.
As you know, is there this understood dynamic that there is this normal decline in happiness during adulthood?
That question is a complex question. In our study, we didn't look at the overall decline of the entire population. What we did was we made a comparison to a similar group to the married group, other than the fact that they were not married, other than the fact they weren't married.
So in terms of the effect of marriage, it's not that it makes you happier innately, but that over time you tend to become less unhappy as a married person than if you're a single person?
Yes, yes. Marriage seems to serve a protective factor against normal declines, age-related declines in happiness following marriage.
Is there any theory as to why being married buffers a person this way?
There could be several reasons. This particular study didn't look at those, and that would be an interesting question for future research, definitely.
Now, from what I understand, your study was looking into whether personalities help people adapt to major life events like being married.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds very interesting. Now, what kind of personalities, then, were you considering?
Well, we were actually looking at five broad dimensions of personality. We were looking at neuroticism, extroversion, openness to experience, agreeableness, and conscientiousness. These are called the big five factors of personality, and we're looking at whether or not these personality factors play a role in how people react and adapt to not only marriage, but childbirth, unemployment, and widowhood. And what we found was that there were no consistent effects of personality in terms of how people react to these life events and how they adapt to these life events in the long term.
I mean, it sounds like people go through life experiences very differently, though. I mean, how is that explained if you're dealing with so many different personalities? How are they not coming out in different ways from these experiences?
There is definitely variation in how people react and adapt to different life events. For some people, like even with this marriage effect, for some people that get married, they might experience long-term large gains in their happiness or life satisfaction. For other people, they may show lasting declines. In this study, we are looking at average trends across the entire sample.
I'm talking to Stevie C.Y. Yap, and a doctoral candidate at MSU's Department of Psychology, the lead researcher of this new study. So would you say from your research it's clear that some personalities, some people are certainly better off not being married at all?
That may be the case. Our data doesn't necessarily speak to that within this particular study. We simply find that there is no consistent of differences in how people react and adapt to these different life events on the basis of their personality. Whether or not there are certain personalities that may be more prone to being happy once they're married, that's definitely an interesting question, a question that, you know, other research probably does address, and a question, and if not, a question that future research should address.
I mean, how do you categorize people in these different ways? It seems like everyone has a certain level of each of these characteristics in them.
Well, what we're looking at is a so what people do in in this study, and typically in a lot of psychological studies such as this, is people simply rate themselves on these various characteristics. So in terms of their happiness or life satisfaction, they simply rated on a 1 to 10 scale how satisfied they were overall with their lives as a whole. In terms of their personality, they simply rated, you know, they were given a series of adjectives, for, you know, like they're asked to rate how talkative they were, for example, and how outgoing they were and things like that. And then what we do is we take an aggregate score of these different ratings.
Were you surprised that certain personalities were not better in adapting to major life events than others?
I mean, yes, in a sense. Like one of the main goals of the study was to examine these differences. It did surprise us a little bit that we didn't find any consistent effects, especially with neuroticism. We, you know, based on the previous research, you know, we had an idea that, you know, people that were more neurotic perhaps didn't react as well to various life events, particularly negative life events, such as widowhood, and also maybe they, even with positive events, they may not have, we predicted that they may not have had as positive of reaction, you know, in the years following these life events. However, the data show what they show, and we didn't find any consistent effects for neuroticism or the other big five personality factors.
What about this other major life event, having a child? Does that, were you able to tell if that also has the similar buffering effect of maintaining happiness over time?
We actually found that it doesn't have this buffering effect. That people are not any more happier than they are than they were prior to childbirth, and they don't remain any happier than they would have been if they remained childless, if they remained non-parents. So our study actually suggests that childbirth and having children aren't associated with any type of gains or protective or serves a protective factor on people's well-being and happiness.
I mean, that's mind-blowing, because you ask any parent and they will insist that the child they have is the joy of their life and has made their life so much more full.
People do report that, and this is actually a area of a large debate within the psychological literature. The idea is that certain people may report that again, and there's variation in how people react, and certainly certain people would show large increases in life satisfaction following having children, right? But the idea here is that because there's lots of variation, there's also lots of people that show large declines following having children. So certain people may report that, yeah, you know, they having kids was great in, you know, in the short term, but, you know, for example, they may, you know, it may have affected their career path, their chosen career path, as they went on through life because of having children. And in the end, on average, people don't report being any more happier than they would have been. They don't report being any more happier following childbirth than where they would have been if they didn't have children.
So, what do you do with this kind of data now that you've got this? So what are we to make of it, and where is it leading you next?
Well, this data. It's a first study in a series of studies looking at differing life events, how they impact well-being, and the next study that we're doing is actually looking at a large sample of of people from Switzerland, again, a nationally representative sample of people that are followed over many years, and we're essentially trying to replicate this particular finding in this data set.
CVCY Yap, a doctoral candidate at MSU's Department of Psychology. Stevie, fascinating stuff. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
All right. Thank you for having me.
We'll be right back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.